将成为可以算是恶业。就算是我们有从事一些我们有累积到一些善业的话呢，在我们从事这些行为的过程中，我们有累积到一些善业的话，这也只是可以使到我们得到一个好的转世。比方说我们来生还是可以得到一个人生，或者我们转世到天人的这个境界，或者到这个色界或无色界的这种境界。但是只是仅仅可以得到这些好的转世而已，并不是有其他的利益。因此呢，这些行为呢，也就算不是很清净。
啊，这，他等着这老早弄这个的，这马上吧。等着这，他上岸了，早弄退了，干巴着我都，是吧？上岸给他早弄退了，干巴。朝鲜也干吧，朝鲜也干吧，接着干吧。我那天弄些的，一把东吧，吃了什么，一把都干吧。上在同学，考完就把些的先把嘛都，他完就等呢，肉麻的是。
So if we do not have if we do not understand or practice, have an experience on the realization of the three principal aspects of the path, yeah. Even if we were to engage in tantric practices like meditating on the channels, the winds, and the drops, even if we were to try to practice Dzogchen or Mahamudra or what have you, you know, those very profound practices, yeah. Then all of those practices will only become the cause of samsara, cause of cyclic existence. Those practices, if they are not conjoined with the three principal aspects of the path, they will never become the cause for us to achieve liberation.
因此呢，如果我们不了解，然后没有实际的去体会证悟这三主要道的话，就算是我们修行这密续方面的教法就算我们是观修这气脉明点，或者是我们修行大手印或大圆满等等这些密称的教法，但是他们还是只是成为这六道轮回的因，而他们不会成为我们脱离这六道轮回解脱的因。
我的那个他特别叫了他们的马赛他唐钱前面叫了都是吧，他那边都不上街唐钱前面叫了都搞完了搞完了说真的要买的是吧。
If those tantric practices are not conjoined with the three principal aspects of the path, then of course they will never become the cause for us to achieve liberation. Not only that, no. So if those practices will never become the cause for us to achieve liberation, if they are not conjoined with the three principal aspects of the path, then forget about those practices becoming a cause for us to achieve the state of full enlightenment. Yeah.
因此呢，如果我们修习这密续的教法，而我们修习的时候呢，我们没有跟这三主要道结合的话呢，这样就算我们是有修持这密续的教法，但是他们还是不会成为解脱的因。如果是说我们修如果我们内心没有怀有这三主要道然后我们去修习这些密续的教法，如果说他们不可以成为这解脱的因，那当然他们也就没有办法成为我们证得无上正等正觉圆满佛果的这个因了。
我的意思门子学的个都是送药的的我拉说吧，是吧？我拉说吧，当我刚啥不晓得吧？那个小事，把小事，是吧？我拉说吧，当我刚啥不晓得，我不晓得是，就是那个把小事，是吧？ 아 가르쳐야 그러잖아. 헨도 알아도 세바트도 내가 토마 자네 싫어 저 파자지 토마 년주도 연주선 연도베 아 따와라 감제네 뇽아데 따고레스 그봐 아 하나서 봐 사사바트 내가 파자스 년주 연주선 델 뇽아데 따고레스 델 뇽한테나 되는 거도 저시간에 야보시라요 델 뇽한테는 마드베트리아
So Manjushri, Manjushri ever said this, yeah. For the time being, forget about, just put aside, this profound tantric teachings and practices. Yeah. First, meditate on the three principal aspects. Yeah. Try to develop an experience and then realization of renunciation, bodhicitta, and the correct view of reality. You know, until that experience is elicited in one's mind, until it's generated, you know, then one should put aside tantra for the time being. Yeah.
When Sushili Pusa, he said. 曾经说过， 至于这些非常深奥的这些密续的修持跟法门呢， 我们是应该先把它们放一边， 一直到我们所需要做的呢， 是真正的去思维， 真正的去禅修， 这菩提道次第的这， 出离心， 菩提心， 还有空性智慧， 一直到我们真正的去 得到了这出离心、菩提心跟空性智慧的这个真实的体验之后呢，我们才去接触、才去修习这些密续的教法啊。但在我们还没有真正升起这些对菩提道次第的这出离心、菩提心跟空性智慧的真正的体验之前呢，我们是最好就是把这密续的教法呢先放一边。
So then first we need to cultivate on development and experience of renunciation. So when the experience of renunciation is generated in one's mind, yeah, then from that time on, whatever actions one engages in, without choice, they all will become a cause for liberation, yeah, our liberation, own liberation.
And then
meditate and try to cultivate and develop this bodhicitta, altruistic intention to become enlightened for the benefit of all sentient beings. Yeah. So once that experience of bodhicitta is generated in the mind, yeah, once we develop that realization, then whatever virtue we do from then on, yeah, all of those virtuous actions will become a cause for us to achieve omniscience, to become a Buddha, you know, whether we like it or not, without choice, and they all become a cause for enlightenment. Yeah.
然后，如果我们可以禅修，可以去培养我们的这个菩提心的话呢，如果一旦我们的这个菩提心一升起，一旦这个发愿，希望成佛，以便可以利益一切众生的这种。 心态可以升起的话， 一旦我们内心升起了这个菩提心之后，如果我们从事任何的善业啊，毫无选择的这一些善业呢，它将会成为我们啊成就无上正等正觉，也就是说让我们成就无上佛国的因。就算我们不想成佛，我们还是会成佛的。
我的那也是的，年纪的上去上这边过去去的过去的过去要买的下我的那边的过去没说啊，我的那些为呢老姐娘娘的那个但是没事到的是
if no if we have this idea thinking that allYou know, renunciation and bodhicitta is like, you know, kacang putih practice, you know, it's like, it's not important, something very minor, you know, it's not important, you know. Yeah. We have such thoughts and we say such things. This is a very obvious sign that that very person has not, doesn't understand the essential points of the practice, you know.
然后如果我们有这种观念说出离心菩提心这些说真的是非常不重要的、非常不重要，真的是、根本是不重要的一些修持的话， 这就很明显的表示这个人呢不是、真正的可以、了解到这修行的重点。
That's the only thing 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 that's the only
So the first line of this text actually says, I bow down to the Venerable Lamas. So this is like, before you compose a text, and then the author pays homage. And who is Lama Tsongkhapa paying homage to? He's paying homage or respect to a very special object, the Guru.
然后这三主要道他、的这经文里面呢，他第一句呢就是礼敬诸至尊上师。然后这里他的含义在哪里呢？他就是他 这一句呢就是这写作者呢他的一个礼赞。那他所礼赞的对象是谁呢？这是一个很特别的对象，也就是他的上师。
아되는예사단제바제바세르가르세그르사나달라마라마남세베데라마젤라달남세데모치르와모부치자달라마남세데라마텔라니베게어자지세지길라마사모타지길라마어되네다어단녀네셀라기지길라마되네치데녀타질라마그와아드네다다조드네베라마로도통원도지죠조체아드네다라마데라마모아주세나무세야데어떠서래제발제발했어
So the Lama Tsongkhapa says, I bow down to the Venerable Lamas. So you, so this is a, it's plural, it's not singular, yeah.It's plural, yeah. So it indicates what? So in the case of Lama Tsongkhapa is paying homage, you know, to many, many gurus and teachers. You know. If you want to expand on this, who is he paying homage to? He's paying homage to all the lineage gurus of all the gurus of the lineage of extensive deeds. He's paying homage to all the gurus of the lineage of profound view. He's paying homage to all the gurus of the lineage of blessed or consecrated practice. and he's also playing tamadi kaza ngenza ningyu tamadi
jeje jeje la marwa tene samanta ji la marwa tene ta nyone shela ani chindinga sa la ma
chiju
chingi se se sa la ma
ne
chindinga ta la
chi kaza
o chiju da ma
chiju
da ma ngi sia se sa la
no
chindinga sa la ma ani ta zo te chi de re ten ka la ma ro to tomo to ji jo
nas
lwa ta te be la rong onda te ka so ta ngur bu sa na ji se